News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Three people were killed in a devastating landslide on Saturday in Washington State. Darrington, a town of approximately 1,300 people and part of the Stillaguamish River, were cut off by the landslide. A Georgetown University student has been accused of ricin possession. 19-year-old Daniel Millsman allegedly showed a bag that he claimed to contain ricin to a dorm advisor who then notified school authorities. Millsman said he learned how to make the deadly toxin on his iPhone and purchased the ingredients from retail stores. The search for the missing Malaysian airliner is out again in the southern Indian Ocean. In all, 10 aircraft and an Australian Navy ship are involved in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which vanished on March 8th with over 230 people aboard. One U.S. official says NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden is probably a Russian spy. GOP Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He told NBC's Meet the Press Snowden was under Russian influence when he revealed the National Security Agency's snooping and data mining. He also said Snowden is still receiving protection from Russia. Closer to home, the legal battle between Walgreens and several municipalities over property tax assessments is still ongoing. Stevens Point City Attorney Andrew Beveridge says the whole issue comes down to a disagreement on how property taxes are determined.
It's an unfair tax assessment case. It was filed in 2010. So there's a couple years we're looking at there. But essentially, we're just starting to move along in the process more towards a resolution at this point, starting to engage Walgreens in negotiations to try to find a resolution that's amicable for both parties.
Several other communities, including Oshkosh and Wausau, have similar suits. Beveridge says they all started after a Madison case. Lincoln County officials helped stop a Gleason woman from being scammed out of $8,000 last week. Raymond Newport has more.
The elderly woman was contacted by a scammer on a social media site who had become her friend over time. He asked the woman to open up a bank account and instructed her to cash a check and wire the money to relatives in Georgia who were in trouble. A bank clerk spotted that the check was false and called police. Lincoln County officials are investigating at this time. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The Marathon County Crime Stoppers are trying to identify suspects who vandalized a farm in the township of Eldoran. On March 17th, the vandals caused $3,000 worth of damage to the farm located on Cherry Road by marking swastikas and Nazi-related wording on farm property with spray paint. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at 1-877-409-8777. You may be eligible for a cash reward. The woman accused of abandoning pets when she moved out of a Medford area home will face a judge in June. 29-year-old Callie Newman was charged after moving in with her boyfriend but leaving two cats and a Great Dane dog behind unattended. Newman says she was taking the animals' food and water, but investigators say the neighbors called in a barking dog complaint knowing nobody was living there. Police found the house covered in feces, urine, and trash. The animals went to the Humane Society. More communities are working on ways to fight heroin use. Various leaders, including law enforcement and medical professionals, held a recent summit for Wood and Portage County to discuss what can be done to stop heroin from killing people. Kevin Reuter is Stevens Point's police chief. He says heroin use has grown, and so have the deaths, because it is so addictive.
The problem with heroin, unlike some drugs, is that you try it once and it might be the last time you try it, because people are being found with a needle still in their arm, dead from an overdose, and it may be their first, maybe their second attempt at trying it.
Another person has announced a candidacy for the fall election. Rib Mountain resident Nancy Stensel is a Democrat who will challenge freshman Republican John Spiros of Marshfield in the 86th Assembly District. Police need your help in locating a vehicle. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is trying to check on the welfare of a motorist that's very overdue to arrive at a destination. The vehicle's a 2000 green Ford Ranger, which is a small pickup. The license number is GT8540. Anyone that spots this vehicle is encouraged to contact the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Drivers on Highway 51 in the Wausau area will have to watch for construction workers starting today. Lane closures are planned in various places between Bridge Street and Foxglove Road. That allows workers to make concrete repairs. Weather permitting, the crews will block one lane at a time in the work area and be completed with the repairs by Friday, April 4th. And the governor signs his $500 million tax cut plan into law this morning in Cecil, which is near Shawano. Jackie Johnson.
Under the
more.
So-called Blueprint for Prosperity, the state would return $504 million to Wisconsin taxpayers by way of property tax cuts, income tax cuts, and reduced state income tax withholdings. The tax cuts are a result of the state's nearly $1 billion surplus. Governor Scott Walker Walker also plans to add more than $100 million to the state's rainy day fund. Democrats argue the money could be better spent elsewhere or saved. The governor first outlined his tax cut plan in his 2014 State of the State address in January. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.